What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's edition of the Defocus podcast. I'm Jen Lyerly, your host, and I'm here with Dr. Maria Sampalas. She is the owner of CorporateOptometryCareers.com and the founder of the Corporate Optometry Group on Facebook. Dr. Sampalas, welcome to the podcast and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Defocus Media, for inviting me for this podcast. My name is Dr. Maria Sampalas from Cranston, Rhode Island. I've been married for 10 years. I have two little girls. I graduated from New England College of Optometry in 2007, and I practice next to Sears Optical, Sampalas Eye Care in Warwick, Rhode Island. Been here for 4 years, and the last 4 years here have been an incredible journey.
So Dr. Sampalas, I came across your name on social media. Can you tell us about the social media platforms that you are using and why social media is important to you?
So Corporate Optometry was launched on Facebook, was launched about a year ago. Since then, it's grown about 15,000. It's a great collaboration of ideas and thoughts where the doctors will share insights on practice management, what different brands have to offer, equipment, lease hours, things like that. And it's been great for the doctors and students to kind of get a better understanding of what corporate optometry is about. There's not a lot of literature or information out there. So it's been great with that. And we've been able to develop hashtags for the different brands so people are easily can search for that. And there's been a lot of practice management questions. So I was able to develop a website called CorporateOptometry.com where they have frequently asked questions for documents to download, whether it's free or a small fee, to answer their questions about practice management or corporate optometry, with whether it's marketing or sublease questions, things that are not out there that a lot of doctors need the resources to. So we've had that and been able to incorporate it with corporate optometry consulting. And the consulting group got started about a month ago with the website in correlation to it. And it's great information where it's tips and tricks for the doctors in the group to put in their practice and see if they can use those to grow their business within the corporate setting, or if it's other aspects of HIPAA or insurance audits, things like that other doctors can use. So that's been a great addition to the group to give more value to its members for free and no charge. I've been able to grow my LinkedIn network as well. And I think LinkedIn is a great resource for a lot of doctors if they want to network with other eye care professionals, and it's not just optometrists, but, regional managers, opticians, eye care industry leaders. That has been a great addition for me for LinkedIn and within the group to kind of get different opinions on various subjects and products and even like staffing issues or any conflicts within the office to kind of get a different idea or perspective on something besides just the doctor. So I think it's a good resource, the group, for new doctors or even seasoned professionals, either get some practice management, some clinical advice from other doctors, or just a different perspective in the field from other eye care professionals.
So Dr. Sampalas, can you talk to us a little bit about some of the common misconceptions you think new grad or student ODs or even older ODs might have about what working in the corporate sector really means?
Yeah, one of the things that I've developed within the group, and I've written about in other magazines as well, is corporate optometry myths. Some of these myths are that doctors can't practice medical, they can't set their own hours, they have to work Saturdays and Sundays. And it really depends on the company and the brand. And a lot of these, have been debunked in the group. A lot of doctors are happy with their setting. They're able to practice to the full scope of their license if they choose to. Some doctors will do VT in their practices. Some will do specialty contact lenses, and they don't all work Saturdays. Some of them, if they do, some have great hours that I've talked to. Only work 10 to 2, which is great. They're able to have a work-life balance. They're able to have a family and have a business or be employed. They're able to do other things outside of the corporate sector, whether it's writing articles or teaching at the college, being involved with the AOA. There are a lot of things these doctors have done and great careers within the setting. And some of them are very happy and they want to stay in this setting, and some are not and to their own. And they've started private practices. But a lot of them have learned a lot of great business things from the settings, just from, taking advantage of the resources within the settings that they give you. When to start a business and things like that within the corporate setting, the companies have resources and people to help you do that.
That seems like one of the great advantages of this is you're getting firsthand experience on how to run a business with guidance from a group that already knows what they're doing on that. I mean, across the board, does it seem like there is a pay scale advantage for a new grad if they're trying to initially come off, pay down their loans as much as possible? Do you see that as a big reason that people will head that direction first?
Yeah, I think they do. And I think there's much more jobs out there within the corporate setting, employed and sublease out there now with all these companies expanding and growing, depending on the states. And whether it's new grads or grads or people that have been in this sector for a while, I think they don't tap into the resources that they have or don't realize what do they have at their fingertips. A lot of the optical staff and management have been there for years, and they're trained by corporate for, you know, how to sell glasses and how to grow a business. And I think that if the doctors kind of stepped outside the exam room and got this free advice and how to do this, they could apply it to their practice. And if they decided that this was a stepping stone to go into private practice, they have advice on optical merchandising, price points, how to sell glasses, adjustments, things like that. They should know, they should be going in there, learning the business bottom up to help them, you know, understand it and take that information with them.
So you recently launched CorporateOptometryCareers.com. Can you tell us a little bit about this new website?
Yeah, Corporate Optometry Careers was launched in July, and it's had some great success in the last 6 months. And what it came about was to help doctors within the setting find locations that what they wanted. So I'll get a lot of emails or private messaging and saying, I want this part-time position while I work at a private practice, or I'm employed right now. So I want to work part-time as a sublease to see if I like it. And we've been able to work with different recruiters from different companies to help the doctors get placed. And the corporate entities will post jobs as well. And it goes out to about 15,000 members in the group. So it's been a nice little to the doctors and to see how many positions are really out there and to see if there are better opportunities for them. And I also see it that the doctors can, if they are want it and business savvy, are able to take on a second location and hire doctors from it as well.
Daryl and I both worked at kind of a hybrid corporate / private practice when we first came out of school. And that's really how we got to know each other really well. We definitely saw some pros and some cons in working in that environment. But I think one of the great things that you're doing with the online community and setting up communication strategies to get doctors that work in these settings to talk about what's going on at them. I feel like one of the issues that we had when we were working in these environments is that we felt like we were stuck on an island and we weren't allowed to know what each other was doing or making or what our schedules were. And we felt really like nose to the grind all the time, like we weren't allowed to have any sort of separate identity. It sounds like doctors are more able to get a universal idea of what's fair, what's not fair, what should they negotiate with, and what should they feel free to walk away from if the company isn't budging.
That's great. Yeah, that's great insight. And that's exactly what's going on. And so the doctors are getting a lot of insight. It's real content, posting things I think that are important. We've talked about restricted covenants, where some doctors don't know what it is and what it should be and what's legal in certain states and what's not. And it's been, doctors can see that and other doctors can say, this is what it is. This is what we're doing in this practice. If you don't like it, you can walk away. There are plenty of other jobs out there. And if doctors feel shy to post, I'm happy to post for them to get them the answers that they want. And a lot of doctors are talking private messaging. So we are getting them off their island and collaborating and networking and developing a great trust in the community. And there's also other eye care professionals in the group, well, opticians and things like that. And they've been giving us some great insight on respond to certain things like this. So we'll be getting some great insight on that. And industry professionals that used to work in the corporate sector, letting us know how they think. And in the end, I think a lot of doctors don't know that they have more influence on their positions than what they think.
Right. Yeah. It's easy when you're in those conversations with your employer to feel like, oh, I must be the only one who's asking for this. And they're telling me that's not possible. But once you know what other people are asking for and getting, then you'll feel a lot more confident to stand your ground.
That's correct. Within just one company brand, it's a lot of things seem to be regional and by the people that you work with. And I think people's experiences, doctors' experiences, or even opticians that work in the sector, it's based on the people that you work with. I've been very fortunate where I have a good relationship with the staff and the upper management in my area.
But some doctors at Sears don't have that. And I think it's regional. I think that these companies need to, you know, get the message out and try to be consistent throughout, where, you know, one doctor can do one thing in one area and the East Coast, it's not acceptable in the West. And I think it should be fair throughout, you know, that they need to start thinking as doctors as partners. 50% of the optical businesses is generated from the doctors, and they can't survive without these doctors to grow their business.
That is so inspiring. There's a lot of work that you're doing within corporate optometry and the members of your community are doing to make optometry as a profession a much better place to work. Because even private practice takes some of their cues for what they can see corporate being able to get out of their doctors as far as work life balance and scheduling. So if we can make our profession a happier, more convenient place to work for all the young women coming out into this field, and the men, of course, too, we're winning for our profession.
We are, yes. And so one of the big things that I'm very passionate about is legislation and working with the AOA. And I know there's been some dissatisfaction over the years. And I'm trying to let the doctors know that, you know, we only have one group really working for us to practice in the future. To it's like our insurance to continue to practice and full scope. And the AOA or even state helping out the state at the state level is important. And if some doctors are not able to pay dues, and that's fine. You can volunteer their time and things like that. There's a lot of things out there like illegal practices, discounts on managed care and telemedicine. And I think it affects everybody, whether it's self-employed, private, corporate employed. I think people need to get involved. And that's one of the messages that I'm trying to get out there to the doctors.
Thank you so very much for your time, Dr. Zimpalas. I'm inspired listening to all the good work that you're doing within corporate optometry. But the truth of the matter is, and this conversation, if you've thought otherwise, hopefully will change your mind. Optometry is optometry. We're all fighting for the same things. I think it's very limiting to think of corporate and private as separate. This is all different ways that we can practice, but we're all building for the same thing in our profession. So thank you so much for all the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me. And if any students have any questions, they can always feel free to join the group, private message me on Facebook, or even email me at msampalas@hotmail.com. I'm happy to answer any questions or give you some my experience or guidance on how to get out there and network and either go private or go corporate. It's what you want and what you make out of it is what you get.
Thank you so much for your time. And like she said, she'll have her contact information up on the blog post. We'll link over to the corporateoptometry.com website as well. And just seek out mentors. I encourage everybody that much. If you want someone to look over your contract, there are lots of doctors who are volunteering their time to do that with you. So don't feel trapped. Don't feel stuck. We're all here to help make the profession a better place.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast. And remember, we keep it 2020 around here. Pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.